Time now for the Art of Sports. Hey, professional baseball strike might be just a week away. Ha! The weekend before Labor Day, but this weekend, even cheerier news. Fans can look ahead to the college football season beginning and the Little League of the World Championships. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. The baseball season ended here quite some time ago.
I don't recall it beginning on the north side.
It should.
As a matter of fact. But I digress, except for Sammy. But listen, Ron, college football, one of the more interesting looks is going to be given this year. Just a bit due south of Chicago in South Bend, Indiana, Tyrone Willingham is taking over at Notre Dame.
Well, you know, I'm trying to figure out, Scott, there are a couple of new coaches who are really on the spot. And Willingham is really one of them. You know, they've had a lot of mediocrity at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And who knows whether they're going to give him the kind of a honeymoon that he got used to at Stanford, you know, where if you had some decent seasons and went to some secondary bowl games, everybody was happy. That was good enough for my dear old alma mater. Notre Dame, the stakes are a little higher, and I think Willingham is going to find that out right away. On the other hand, if you're looking for another coach on the spot, that would certainly be Ron Zook down at Florida.
Yeah.
Where he's replacing Steve Spurrier, who quit because he wanted to go to the NFL because he kind of figured he'd done everything in college. So those are a couple of coaches who are really on the spot from their very first games. They're at schools where the expectations are very high.
But Ron, you know a team I'm going to be watching with particular interest this year.
Tell me.
Duke. That has a chance to beat Northwestern's record for consecutive losses, doesn't it?
Duke opens its season in North Carolina next week, and if it loses all 11 games, it will break Northwestern's record.
Let's ask about the Little League World Series this weekend, because Saturday, the International Championship, Japan versus Curaçao, team from the Netherlands Antilles, and then you have the U.S. Championship, Louisville versus Worcester, Massachusetts. Sunday, they play the World Series Championship. It's a loss that the Harlem team isn't in there.
Yeah,
isn't
I miss
it?
Those kids already, don't you, Scott?
Yeah.
I mean, they had to survive a residency test in which it was discovered that kids sometimes move around with their families. I guess this was a big discovery in Little League circles. Then they had to survive a big scolding from their coach about hot-dogging on the diamond. Anyway, then they got ousted from the tournament when Jesse Burkett of the Worcester team hit his first ever Little League home run. And, Scott, there was crying in baseball. In Harlem, if not in Worcester, I must say.
Yeah. I guess if the kids really want to be like major leaguers, they'll be petulant and go on strike after this weekend.
You mean the champion between the U.S. team, the U.S. champion and the international champion,
yeah.
Before Sunday they'll hold it up and ESPN will be sitting there covering the negotiations? Do we really have to go there?
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.